Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Optimize My Life show that's sponsored by the Hope Collection, and that is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's over 10 years old, founded by Joel and Arneth Griffin, and founded with the purpose in mind to help others by helping them help others through a series of programs and people and organizations. What the Hope Collection is all about is lifting people up. This show is an outreach of the collection, the 501c3 organization. I'm the host today. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm also the former president of the board and the senior advisor at the moment. Shortly, returning to the presidency of the organization. Looking forward to picking up where Joel has launched us to go into the future. And I'm excited today to be able to present to you this show we normally call Tuesday to Travel Tuesday. And I believe today is it's already
the 21st.
Guys, we're 4 days from Christmas. And that's exciting because in our life and the lives of many of our friends and people that we know, this is the day that the greatest gift on earth, life and history, was created, the delivery of a Savior, the child, the Christ child, the Savior of the world. He came in this world pretty obscure, came in an obscure way, in an obscure time. Nobody knew what was happening to speak of. Few people were kind of let in on the inside. You know, the shepherds were recognized and told, hey, this is coming. The Magi were on their way because they were searching for the star in the night. They were looking for that light, bright light. And you know what? People today are still looking for that. And today we can deliver light. And that's what the show is all about, is delivering light into the lives of our friends. And as your host today, I know we'll have some folks that will be joining the show shortly. And what we're going to do is we're just going to share how the dream, the idea of understanding the breadth and the creativity of this world that God made for us to explore and learn from each other and grow and unite, that's all about the life that He's provided for us. So that we can do that, and we're proud to do that because transportation, travel, leisure, the idea of taking time committed to making ourselves available to unite and be involved with other folks and plan and share experiences and share the greatness of God's glory. Wow, what a message. And so that's really mine today, and we'll look forward as the moments go by here in a few moments. We'll be looking to expand the show and speak to our guests as they come on. In the meantime, I'll just wait for some new folks to partake.
Level
just joined us. Good afternoon. Reporting for duty, Captain Rick.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. How are you on this lovely day?
Doing fantastic. I'm actually in the car.
Well, that's a good place to be. And are you traveling somewhere for the holiday?
I am. Yeah, we're actually up in Denver. And I said, oh, let me just call in.
Well, good. I'm glad you have. Hello, Brenda.
She's way up there. She's with my son. My son is actually in town.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Well, look, I understand you got company. You're doing some stuff. This week is all about family. The whole show is about family, for that matter. And should you need to go and break away?
Well, I'm just going to listen in. I'll listen in for a minute.
Okay. Well, at the moment, I just finished a little welcoming in the new year. Today's December 21st, and as we are experiencing the joy and the wonderfulness of this season, the season of light, I think it's called that many times. It's referred to that way. And we are just so thankful and grateful because God, in his ultimate wisdom and understanding, which far goes anything we think of, well, he turned around and he has opened the door to give his gift, himself,
amen,
to us. And what, it's hard to describe that anyway. I think one of the greatest ways that you can see and experience the joy of Christmas is when you see a child that maybe walks into a room for the first time where there's, I'll say, Christmas lights, or there's lights glowing, or there might be some music in the background. Look at their eyes. Look at their smile. Look at their joy. Look at their peace, innocence. And, you know, that's what Joys of the World is all about. And so we're excited because we are involved in the business side of the Seven Mountains of Culture. We work in the travel industry, and today's, of course, Travel Tuesday, Rick. And then for those that are just joining us today, we want to welcome you to the show. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm hosting Rick Reese, our travel. We can use the word expert with him because, boy, him and Brenda sure are that. And, that Rick is here and some other folks, and I just want to let you know that travel also stirs the heart to vision and dream and think of what can be. Boy, is that the American, is that, America's all about that. America is an American dream. And not only for as a country and as organized social and society, but as the idea that as individuals, America values individuals. God values individuals. We're not collective. That word does not exist in American. It's not in one public certified document of the United States. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the word collective is not in there at all. In fact, it's not an English, it's not an American freedom word. It's something that comes along with something called communism, was the lack of God. And I get a little passionate about that because at this time of year, there's actually people trying to diminish the great historic and wonderful time that we have. And when we turn it into understanding how a dream and travel to going somewhere, expecting to leave where you're at, to change your environment, to meet with and put your spirit together in person, eyeball to eyeball, spirit to spirit, with somebody else. It could be a loved one, family, it could be friends, it could be business folks that you deal with, that the only time you get to see them is this time of year. And so what we're doing is we're ending the new old year, starting the new year, in expectation, the great expectation that there's hope for the world. And the show is called The Home Collection, Optimize Your Life. And so, guys, I hope you join me and join our team of mission people that are just committed to helping others by helping them help others. So when you become part of the team, you become part of the mission, you become part of the group that are committed to doing these things, we know we're making a difference in this world.
We don't need to be reminded that things aren't perfect. In fact, the only people that think that there's some way it's going to be a perfect world here are the people who want to control things, because then they can control what they want, and they think that's perfect. Well, no, the minute you tell somebody how you got to live, you just destroyed the idea of freedom. And freedom, you have the ability to make choices. And in making choices, you can choose to live under in the world of grace and the world of lifting people up and not doing anything to destroy or stand in the way of that progress and the evolution of the spirit of a person. Wow, not that I'm so fantastic what I say, but the revelation that we are part of on a day-to-day basis, because we've been given a tool that allows people to transform their lives on this earth. And then when we get together live with each other, eyeball to eyeball, spirit to spirit, we can hear, and well, there's a lot of people think this is terrible, we can hear each other breathing alive. It's alive. But you know what? You see, there's been an actual grand plan to cancel that. They call it cancel culture. There are people that do not want us to be joined. When we join our spirits, we are an unmovable force for good. And the difference between people moving that direction are people lifting people up, and the other people have a clenched fist, a clenched heart. And I will guarantee you, those people are not doing anything. And the one word that does not exist in their life is called giving or serving. Doesn't exist. They're in getting. They're in the getting mode. And they're like, what are you going to get for me? What's in it for me? What am I going to get? What are you going to do for me? Those are selfish. Those are not the idea and inspiration of what our Maker directed us to be, people of kindness, people of joy, people of peace, people of uniting. When we are doing that, we're invincible to the cause of love and peace. And that's not corny, that's living. And I'm so proud to be a part of the organizations that, Rick, you allow my wife and I, Linda, to be a part of Mountain Place, Marketplace Ministries. You allow us to be in the world that you have created long before Linda and I came along, and you've entered and allowed us to step into that and to be blessed by who and where people are at, or be blessed in these situations that are evolving going forward. Wow, what a gift. See, that's just, I could just add another, it's another gift on the tree here. I'm sitting next to my Christmas tree here. I got all blue lights in my tree because I love blue lights. And we have Linda's decorated, and we've got, you know, we got 46 years worth of decorations. And anyway, I have to tell you, it takes her 3 days to put all just the ornaments on the tree. And every one of them has a story. And I can look at where we were when we got there. There's some here. There's some glass, clear glass bulbs that Linda decorated, and they got flowers on them. I've got one here, and it's a cute one. It's Santa Claus's face on a teardrop. Here's one that we got it. We actually got this at Thanksgiving a couple years ago. It's a cornucopia. With a gold cornucopia with fruit and vegetables, the harvest flowing out of the front end of it, showing the greatness and the abundance that the Lord has given us. And I can go on and on. Here's another decoration, Rick. My mom, our family history on my mom's side is from Germany. And going passed down in our family through generations, there's one ornament left. It's a little hand-blown glass purple teapot that I'm holding in my hands. It brings such fond memories how through each Christmas, as we had decorated the tree, it was always, who's going to hang the teapot? Where's the teapot? And it's always, how do we package it and protect it, because it goes put away every year for Christmas. I'm looking at some friends of ours know that I love boating. I love to be on the water. And for the longest time, my dad and I actually bought a boat one time. And for the rest of the family, it was a disaster for him and I and Linda, at that time, my fiance. I got to dream with my dad, his dream of fulfill a dream, because he always wanted to have a boat. We live on the Niagara River in Lake Erie. So we got to experience it. So a friend of ours bought me for Christmas hanging a little yacht, just like the one we used to have. Now, today, I don't have the time or the money to put towards, at the moment, to put towards a boat, a yacht. But what I do, because I'm in the travel industry, Rick, I just rent out a cruise ship for 2,500 people, and we invite some of our friends to come and join us. So I'm still in the boat,
nice.
But I just enjoy it. I enjoy it because we're doing, gosh, we got another one scheduled for next year still, still on the books for next year. We just haven't done it because of the attack on our country and attack on our world that didn't care about people. And we lost so many souls. And we pray for them. We pray for the families that have dealt with this terrible, terrible disease that was naively, many people still don't understand that we were attacked. Our country was booming. It was the greatest economy in the history of the world. More people were working than ever. More people were thriving. More people, more different. You know, there's a lot of people like to divide people into categories. More people in every category of pretty people that there are were working than ever in the history of the United States. And prosperity was blossoming. And an enemy stepped in and said, I'm going to fix them. I'm going to take it away from them. And then it's all for power. It has nothing to do with joy. It has nothing to do with unity. It has nothing to do with lifting people up. It's all about power, which the enemies of God want power. They want his power to control. And we have such wonderful blessings. And this season, I don't want to lose sight for a minute, that this season is all about allowing God to show himself, reveal to us the greatness and the joy and the peace that he can bring us. And so that's how I look at Christmas. I'm just wondering, Rick, what's your perspective on that?
The season to give. You know, it's a season for giving, season for compassion, season for reaching out to people. And a season to receive the goodness of God and just to realize all that he does for us and just to give thanks, a season for Thanksgiving. And really just that people complain, but there's always someone that that's doing worse than them. And just to be able to reach out to people and just to let them know that there's reason to be thankful. Especially during this season, that there's reason to be thankful and that God is in totally complete control. And that's one of the things that for this time of the year, it's nice to have peace and not get caught up in the hustle and the bustle and the anxiety of the pressure that people have to go out and spend a lot of money for things they really don't need nor want. And people feel that pressure. They've got to go out and buy a bunch of gifts when they can buy them all year long and at any time. But now they've got to buy those gifts and spend all this money and get into debt. And so one of the things that I know for us, you know, this is the time that we intentionally are looking at peace, you know, being able to just have peace during this period. And just to be able to rest during this period and to be able to give thanks, you know, for the grace that God has extended to us during this period. And like they say, to remember the reason for the season. Not to get all holy and everything, but really the reason for the season. And, you know, it's amazing how commercialized Christmas has become compared to back in the day, so to speak, where it was just the simple things. And now it's like, you know, people don't even realize the reason for Christmas and they just get caught up. Just think about it. Christmas is, what, Saturday? Does it feel like Christmas?
Well,
you wouldn't even know.
We got snow in Buffalo, so I'd say yeah.
You know, something in my heart goes out to the folks who were affected by the tornado and that whole situation, and you know, just people that aren't experiencing, you know, that joy, you know, of Christmas because of the tornado and losing loved ones and so forth. And it's just the compassion in reaching out in my heart to those folks and knowing that it's a challenging situation for them. I mean, it's something that just goes, and I mean, it just touches me. But we all go through different trials and tribulations in life. And you always look and say, okay, well, how am I going to respond? And because you always can find hope in every situation. And we are, like we say, the Hope Collection, the Company of Hope. Everything is amazing because it revolves around the word hope.
I'm actually listening on Hope Street. I'm really listening on Hope Street in Mesa, Arizona, for real, right now.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Y'all speaking on my topic. I'm a pastor. I've been pastoring for 20 years plus, and when you talk about hope, it's knowing it's a better day. Even though you go to sleep at night, you know when you wake up, the sun is going to rise in the morning. No matter what you did that day, you know you can wake up tomorrow and it's a brand new day. Everything's all fresh. It's all what you make it.
His mercies are renewed every morning. Lamentations.
Yes, it is.
Amen, amen.
Amen. My name is Pastor John Jr., CEO, and I appreciate y'all having me on your broadcast. I've been listening. I love what the brother was saying. He was speaking about giving encouragement to people going into this new year. The world's going to open back up. We're going to be over these masks, and now when the world opens back up, what are you going to do? Are you going to operate in the success God told you you're going to have, or are you going to operate in yesterday? I'm moving forward towards tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised to us. So by having an opportunity to grasp it, we have to take hold of it and honor it and give it the energy it deserves.
Amen.
Well, amen.
That's
good.
Keep,
that's good.
Go ahead. Keep preaching, Pastor. Keep going. We love to hear you.
Amen.
You're right. Tomorrow is not promised, but we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And thank God for the peace of that.
Yeah,
and knowing that our assurance is in Him. And we can take it. We can take it to the bank
tomorrow.
Yes, I mean, it's just when you get to be around your amongst your friends, you might not physically be there, but you're able to call into a radio show with positivity, prosperity, and peace to get your day going. Now your day is going, everything falls in line.
This is so true, and that's why we've committed. When Joe Griffin, working with a gentleman named Burl Wolk, who was a marketing genius, who was an incredible man in the last century, he and his father were on the cutting edge of marketing and communicating systems. He was part of the program that created the barcoding of products so they can gather information about the products and selling it. And, you know, there were a lot of people thought that was a negative thing because we used to put a price tag on everything, and now you put a barcode. Well, that gather of information allows us to do things. Burl Wolk was part of that organization that started that. And he also, him and his fathers, founded a magazine called Parade Magazine. It was the largest national publicated magazine weekly in the country. It's still pretty good. It's still out there in all the cities. And, again, it's a newspaper Sunday morning, and all of a sudden, 313 newspapers around the country. And Burl's father, and he also was involved in some cutting-edge marketing. He invented and introduced the idea of the television infomercials. And he and some people that he worked with, actually, the very first documented product that was sold through infomercials that hit $1 million was Suzanne Summers' Thighmaster.
Oh, my God.
I remember when we when we were at Burl Walk's office, and I got the privilege of getting to know him before he passed away, he had a Thighmaster hanging over his desk, right over his head, and he had thousands of products around his desk in his office that he and his father, through his businesses, launched. And the very show that you and I are on right now, called Blog Talk Radio, that's another development that Burl Walk created partners to create for communications and using the phone technology today so that we can call in and have the, by the way, this show is archived. So you can send this after you're done. You can send it to someone who you want to invite back to another day. Hope, the Hope Collection sponsors the show, Optimize Your Life. I think that's a good name for it. And the show runs Monday through Friday, 12 to 1 Eastern Time. And Saturday morning, we generally, other than the holidays, we have a Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. on Saturday, same phone number. But you can invite people to come in. Monday,
I did invite somebody. I invited Kirby Capone. She should be on the line. It's 832 number. She should be on the line. She's very astute about handling invites. People invite you to stuff all day long, but do you show up?
Well, we'll be back again. We're not gonna. We're taking a break on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve this year. So this Friday, next Friday, we're gonna take a break. But we're on Monday through Friday every day. Otherwise. And each day, like Monday, is Four Seasons Health. And that is run by Coach Gary, Coach G. He runs that show, and that one is surrounded by information about being healthy year-round and being involved in indoor and outdoor activities. Gary happens to own a business called Ski With Me. He's a ski instructor and a ski tour guide for around the world things, and he's got programs and packages. Mm. He has a program for underprivileged children. And what he does is he's got a company that a dry cleaners that provides outdoor winter clothing for children. And then he's got the ski resort that provides skis and the equipment. And then they also provide the free passes to go to the ski resort, go down the hill and learn. And they have instructors that provide training for the kids and the parents. And they have programs. Hmm. They go out, and Gary developed that program. And for people that don't want to go down the slopes, they don't want to get cold like me, they can go to the chalet and sit by the fireplace and have a hot chocolate. To me, that's the best part of winter. Go sit by the chalet fireplace and have a hot chocolate and watch nuts go down the ice, the snow. But anyways, that's Monday. Tuesday, of course, we get Rick Reese, who's here on the call, and you heard him speak. Rick and Brenda Reese, their story, their testimony is incredible. Amen. They turn around and they've taken what God has given them in talents and direction and leadership and brought them up, trained them up. And Rick runs an organization called Marketplace Ministries. It follows the teachings of the Seven Mountains of Culture, how we're all somewhere chosen to work in some area, whether it be the mountain of family, mountain of church, the mountain of commerce, the mountain of business, the mountain of entertainment and entertainment and arts. I'm missing one. I'm sure, Rick, you can remind me which one I'm missing. But this whole thing. Education.
Mountain of media, yeah. Mountain of government.
Amen.
Community. Yeah. And cultural influence. And that's powerful, and that's why, you know, it's a movement that actually is happening real time to fund kingdom business and to identify the people who God has assigned to business for wealth transfer and
yes,
offering
yes.
their business up to Him to multiply their business to create wealth for kingdom building for such a time as now. And we talk about wealth transfer and being able to go into the marketplace and with the blessings of the Lord to prosper our business so that our church is working with our pastors, so that our churches have the money, you know, to go into the communities and make a difference, to spread the gospel around the world and to be personally free from a job, right?
Amen.
Business so much. They're personally free from a job to do what God has called them to do. And yeah. just shifting that responsibility to the Lord and not trying to work it in the flesh, but shifting it to Him. Say, Lord, You've called me for this specific purpose. You know, prosper me so that I can do it. And I'm not going to do anything until You tell me.
Amen. Come on.
I'm not going to work it.
People get that twisted. Come on. You can't have outreach with no nothing to give away or nothing to provide for people, but you can get people assembled, but they need to have something to take away once they go home.
That's right.
Very important.
That's right. And with so much wealth, there is no reason we don't have that resource to give them something without asking for anything in return, irresistible influence. Irresistible influence because we're not expecting anything, we're not asking anything because God has put a pipeline of wealth for that purpose. And the world can't take it away because the world didn't give it. And it just keeps flowing. It keeps flowing because He's prospered that business. And that's where it's at. You know, the ministry, you know, the community work is not built with the dollar from the workplace. It's wealth transferred from the marketplace. I believe
mm-hmm. in the power of word of mouth. And if your friend tells you, then you're going to believe it's real. If you find on your own, you don't believe it's real. But when your friend tells you, hey, I tried it, I used it, it worked, now it's real.
It's true. It's true. And so in saying that, and like Ron was saying, my wife and I, we have been on this walk intentionally, Lord, You need to prosper my business so that I can be personally free from a job, so that I can go into the community and affect change in the community, so that we can spread Your gospel around the world. And here's the business, Father. Multiply it, you know, like the loaves and the fishes. I offer it up to You. Multiply it, Father. And we always consider spiritual warfare, Lord. Put that hedge around us, that Holy Ghost bubble around us as we move forward. And we're going to believe You, and we're going to trust You. And that's the walk that Brenda and I, my wife and I, have been on, like you said, to be able to walk it out real time. and as you know, that's not easy to trust God that way and to leave your job. Because He tells you to. You can't leave unless He tells you. But once He tells you, I actually was a year late because of fear and not wanting to take that step. You know, fear. A
it's
year
a
late.
So
I got a beat down.
You got to know. You got to know.
I got a beat down for about a year.
Oh, my God.
And then after the beat down, then I said, Abba, Father, you know, no mas. And we did, and I was just talking to my son about this morning, how what you want is in that realm of faith, in the unknown. And a lot of times people are afraid of the unknown, and they want to walk into the known. You know, but what you know is a past memory of what you've experienced. But when you are willing to, like you said, step out in faith, knowing that God's got you, it opens up infinite possibilities. You know, when you step into the unknown and say, Father, I don't know, but I know that You do. I'm going to step in this place. And you know, when I did that, it's amazing how the marketplace ministry fell in place, how the freedom fell in place, how the wisdom and understanding and the knowledge gets downloaded. Everything is available in that space of faith when you're willing to step into what you don't know, that uncertainty, you know, that unknown, and know that God's got you. And that's where it's up to Him to move you and to guide you and to lead you. And that's when you kind of release that which you know and say, Father, let her sail.
Hey, come on, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
let her sail.
High speed. It's instant, right there, reality. Some people live in dollar. We not on a 56 cable anymore. We own instant dollar. When you click it, it's there. It's available. So we have to remember, God's like, as long as we pray, we fast, we read a Bible, and we do what we need to do, God's going to set you in a position where you need to be. But you can't be scared what God's telling you to go. Sometimes you got to get up. You might be tired. You might stay out all last night. But then when you wake up in the morning, you got to go. You have no other choice but to go. It's like,
yeah,
in the Godfather,
no,
when that car pull up, you got
to
get in the car.
You just have to move. And you're absolutely right. And the time, there can't be a delay.
Amen.
When you get that order to move, you know, because
Amen.
That delay, there's a price to pay for delay.
I'm going to steal that one. The price to pay for delay. I love that. That's in my spirit.
But guys,
there is a price.
You know.
Hey, the reason why I know is I had to pay a price for that delay. And so I've learned.
Rick,
mm-hmm.
There's a bigger
yes.
reward for those who are obey. Trust and obey, because there's no other way. The trust in Jesus is everything. And when you do that, the joy and the success, he never fails. He never. We may fail him, but he never fails us. And you know what? You can see in front of you. In the last month, I have seen miracle after miracle of miracle of God's moving in people's lives all around me. And I've experienced firsthand his working things that for years I wondered if that was ever going to happen in my life. And here I am seeing it happening, not once, not twice, but multiple times. And
Amen.
What we did is we stepped out on faith and we shared the message that he wanted to put on our heart, and we shared it. And what's happening is the people that he's called are responding, and in the way where they're coming from. I mean, Rick, you know this. How in the world could I get connected with somebody in Tacoma, Washington? Well, the first time it happened was through you, because you have a partner. You have a couple who are partners in the ministry with you, Marketplace Ministries, in Tacoma, Washington. Well, now I've got a connection in Tacoma, Washington, and it turns out these people are within miles of each other. What's the likelihood of that happening? And that was brought together through a meeting that I had in our church in Buffalo, New York, from someone who came here from Louisiana. Now, see, you can't orchestrate that. You can't pretend to think how that could come together without knowing, absolute beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Christ is moving amongst us. And
that goes back to faith. It goes back to faith. You had the faith to step out when in the unknown, while not having all your positions together, but you stepped out knowing God's going to make a way. And by you making that first step, God brought the increase.
Well, Amen. There could have been some times to where some people like David, whose father didn't even really like him, before Uber delivers lunch to his veteran brothers Rick and Ron down there on the battlefield, if he hadn't showed up on time to ask the main question, who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine, to question the power of my almighty God? Obedience.
Wow.
Most people don't even know what an uncircumcised Philistine is, country boy.
So I said, where you going, Patrick? He said, I'm going to deliver my brother some lunch.
Right.
He said,
right.
He's a little country boy, little cousin who's been around back cleaning up everybody else's poop.
Hey, country boy.
Oh, country boy,
listen to this.
Oh, Lord. But
David,
what happened?
Talk about following God's lead. David went out there, and he said, okay, like you said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? David went out there and said to him, look, I come in the name of the Lord, you come in the name of the enemy, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut your head off. Now, that's pretty powerful thinking when you think about it. He only had a stone in his pocket. I'm going to cut your head off. And he did.
Not only am I going to cut your head off, I'm going to kill all the rest of your army, and I'm going to do it today.
Right now. Not later, right now. Come on, man.
Not later, right now.
I'm going to kill you and all your family.
You're
right. All your kin folk.
You know, is there not a cause?
But we talked about.
Is there not a cause?
We talked about faith.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Antonio. Go ahead.
We talked about faith. People said, we just said it just now. Walking out on faith. When I was reading, I was doing some deep study with Lady V the other day, Rick, and I told my friend, just in a joking conversation, but I was serious, that faith is what they call the mustard seed. One of them little bitty teeny tiny mustard seeds of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen how little a mustard seed of faith is? But that's not it. It says, one, in order for one to have faith, one, it's talking about all of us. When he said one, he's talking about all inclusive. One must believe. There goes that crazy word. One must believe. Not maybe. One must believe that I am, that I am, that I am. That's the mustard seed faith. Now, when you get in the seventh grade, you might have got your first anointing in the seventh grade, but when you get ready to graduate from high school, you got to graduate your belief, that mustard seed faith, into knowing. Yeah, don't tell me you're 42 years old and you didn't know who God was when you were 20, but you're 42 now and you still don't know. Believing was good, but God says you got to grow your faith. You can't stay at a seventh grade belief faith when you're 40 years old. You got to graduate in knowing that I'm the Almighty God. And then, Rick, if you get ready to go out there into the military and launch some satellites and duck some bullets and do all that kind of stuff that Lynn Cain does, Top Gun, you better graduate from believing to knowing to trusting. Ooh, now we're getting somewhere. Believe, knowing, trusting. Trinity just showed up. Now you might have a really heart-to-heart conversation with the divine creator who actually made you. So we went from walking out on faith to believing, to knowing, to trusting you with my life. That could be with you.
Well, I believe, I got to say this, I got to
awesome.
Stop, I'm sorry, please excuse me, I might be out of order, but I have to say this, it's like a seed. When you have that faith, you plant it and you constantly water it, you constantly put sun on it, you constantly read the Bible and learn, and that seed grows out of the ground into a big tree, and he's like, this is my faith, for the world to see.
Amen.
But you have to do it on your own, in your own time, in your own prayer calls. Get in that word, get in that scripture, break it down. Ask God to give you open mind. But once you got the open mind, don't stand on it. Let it grow and prosper.
Mm. Amen. Amen. You know, it's amazing because the vision draws whatever resource is needed. And Ron, when you have the vision and the gentleman from Louisiana by way of Pittsburgh decides to go to Niagara Falls and look for a church online and find himself at your church. and so you connect with him, and then he connects with the gentleman, the apostle in Tacoma. And so we're all on a call together, and everybody's
Amen.
Across the country. The vision,
Amen.
Ron, that you have draws the resources that are necessary,
yes,
necessary to accomplish the vision, you know, and makes the connections. And that's why it's so important to be, you know, to have a vision, because the vision will draw and attract everything that's needed to sustain it, to implement it, to move it forward. And you don't have to even worry about it. You don't have to chase the vision. The vision and the resources chase you. Everybody chases, comes to the vision. And, is there not a cause? You see, we have stepped up on this call. We have stepped up to say, okay, Father, is there not a cause? Okay, is there not a cause? I'm out here in this world system. Is there not a cause? What would you have for me to do? You know, slay the giant? Okay, let's do it. Do collect the resources, or draw in world resources to transfer them to the kingdom? You know, what would you have for me to do? And when we have that vision, every single thing that's needed to accomplish that vision is already present, awaiting our recognition. See, Ron, you was ready waiting for that gentleman without even knowing it. When you woke up that morning, Sunday morning, you was prepared for him to show up. And he did. And you did. And the rest was history. You know, the pastor in Tacoma connects with Glenn and Chantel in Tacoma. And they connect to, and you know what was interesting? A pastor, Apostle Paul, said, I'm building a center. And we didn't even know we've got the Hope Center that we're building. And he comes up and says, I'm building a center, Joseph and Ruth. Oh, no, Joseph and Esther. And as the center, little did he know that Glenn and Chantel are connected to the center that's in Bremerton, Marvin Williams Community Empowerment Center, and that because that connection, you know, they'll be able to go to Bremerton and actually walk through that actual center that exists today for the last 2 or 3 years. And even before they broke ground, Glenn walked those grounds in praying for that center. And now, of course, it's here. But who can make that kind of connection? And so when I said, okay, we're building a center, I'm building a center, you know, with the things that we're doing with Hope and also with the Marketplace Ministry, and we're putting two in my hometown of New Bedford, you know, one in Miami, and I'm going through and just saying where we're going to build the centers, one in Atlanta, and then one in Tacoma. He stops me on Tacoma. He says, Rick, I live in Tacoma. Really? So, we're building a center in Tacoma. He said, that's my vision. And I said, well, you know, they have one that's actually I'm using as a model that's right up the street in Bremerton, Washington, that you guys can go up and visit even more so than me because you live right there down the road. And the vision. What is the vision? The vision will attract everything. The vision is self-sustaining, you know, for implementation. It will attract everything. Everything that you need to accomplish the vision is already present right now, awaiting recognition. Okay, I'm looking, I'm searching. Father, open up my eyes to see. It's right there. Everything, if you've got that vision, every single thing that you need to accomplish it is already present in your life, awaiting your recognition. Father, give me eyes to see, a heart to understand. Lord, direct and lead me and guide me. And see, that's what I was talking to my son about. And they went into the store here. I'm just sitting in the car. But we was talking about he has a home. He bought two houses. He bought a home in Colorado. And he's in the military and got reassigned and bought a home in Omaha. And they was talking about selling the home in Colorado, you know, to purchase another home down in Texas. And I said, you don't have to sell to get. You expand, right? You can keep that home. Watch what happens. And he said, you know what, that expanded my mind from looking at what I have to walking into the unknown, knowing that I don't have to give to get what God has given me.
Amen.
You know, God blessed you with that home. You don't have to give it. If you can just look and say, hey, Father, I'm going to keep this, and, Lord, I'd like to get that too. And he said, my son, you got it. Right? You don't have to give up the blessing to get another blessing.
There's another story that parallels this. And it really talks about blessing. It talks about you as Brenda and you as mom and dad have led your children up in the Lord. And because of it, they're fruit on the tree, but now they're creating fruit on the tree. And what that is that's a story of talents. And you,
amen. Come on now. That's some good stuff right there.
See, prosperity breeds prosperity, and selfishness breeds more selfishness. God's provision is for prosperity because then we can have joy. You cannot have joy the other way. God is all about joy. I mean, guys, the first song we ever heard was Joy to the World. Look, the idea is this. Christ, God, wants us to flourish. As we flourish in him and understand and give him glory, and we recognize that hey, folks, there isn't anything. There's no amount of money. There's no amount of resources. There, anything God doesn't own. Now, the only difference is the person who's the caretaker. For 13 years, my wife and I were blessed to own this home in a very wonderful suburb in Buffalo, New York. We had 2.5 acres and deer running across it and had big oak trees on it, 4-foot diameter trees, and this home was just magnificent. And we were the caretakers of that home for 13 years. And I reached a point where I was, to get that home, I had to go on the road leaving my wife. She called me her weekend husband. And I was in an airplane Monday through Thursday and Friday every week for 7 to 8 years. And they said, look it, now this is the world. The company said, we want you to move to California and work from here instead of on the East Coast. We want you here. And my wife had just had cancer, and she had doctors here and medical insurance here in Buffalo, New York, Buffalo. So my answer to them was, no, I can work from here and do the job, and I have. I helped build the company from $79,000 to $27 million in 3 years with no inventory. I had a track record of success in the business world and in what anybody's world. But they said, no, you're going to do this. Do you know that beautiful home, that six-figure job that I have went away in 60 days? Gone. The lawyers got a hold of the house and me and my mortgage, and I had nothing. My wife and I slept in the car. I couldn't buy my wife a hamburger. I ended up living with my mother-in-law for 6 months. And I love her. I just was never going to live in a house again, but she took care of us, and I love her still to this day. But the point is today my wife and I, thanks to Rick and Brenda Reese and how they touched our lives, we travel the world, we have no debt, we are free, we are free, we are free, and we are blessed more than I could ever dream that could ever happen to this little guy that was voted and written in his yearbook, most likely not to succeed. You know, thanks to the principles and the love and the glorious joy and favor that I've been shown, my wife and I have been shown, and the fact we serve a loving and forgiving God. His mercies are renewed every day. Pastor, what you started on the show. We are just so proud and excited because we live for a God of possibilities and forgiveness and multiple second chances. He said 7 times 7, forgive him. So that's what we're going to do, and that's what he does with me. So I guess it works for me. It can work for you, too. I'll pray.
Hey, Ron, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, when I hear Ron say that, I was like, wow, I didn't know I had that kind of an impact, but I appreciate it. You know, I was reading in one of the books, Florence Chan, and she says, no person can fail if one person believes in them. And, Ron, I would have to say that that's the biggest thing and contribution that I can say that I believe in you. And in just that short period of time, we've known each other for a long time, but I believe in you, and I believe that you accomplished, and I believe in your talents, and I believe in your skills, and I believe what you're doing as president of the Hope Collection, acting president. I believe in your heart. You know, I believe in the word that comes forth from you. You know, I believe it. And no person can fail if just one person believes in them. And so I appreciate, you know, what you say. And I'm like, okay, all I just saw from my side is I just believe you. But there's a lot to that.
Rick, you had no idea. You had no idea. And yet you still did believe, and we are grateful forever. And we will tell that testimony. I do it all the time because it's the one thing. You know, what do we ever have in life? The things coming, you know, moths and rust and rot and thieves could take everything physical we have. But the one thing that the enemy can't steal from us was what you just did, Rick, is belief and faith and hope and love and joy. No,
that's powerful. Yeah,
that
that's a testimony.
Because it came from God through you, and you are his,
amen.
You are
amen.
His, your lips, you're his voice, you're his spirit, and you talk it to me and to everybody around you, and that's why he continues.
Praise the Lord.
Your tree grows, because you keep feeding faith. And this call is all about doing that for everybody every day. And it's, we call it, you know, we serve up hope every Monday, every day at noon. And there's no calories. You can't get fat on it. You can get thick on love, but you can't get fat on it.
Hey, sorry, Country Boy. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead, Country Boy. I know he's here.
Country Boy, you still there? You may
be
on mute.
Still on. He probably put it on mute and he can't get the button working. We all have
and
that
so
problem.
The key is the vision. What is your vision? And, of course, we talk travel on Tuesday. And but what is your vision, not just for travel, but for any business and being able, in any ministry and any community organization and walking out in faith that everything will come to the vision, you know? And I can just pray. I can sit in a rocking chair and just pray the vision and everything will come that I need. You believe that? It's the truth. Everything will come. The people will show up. I'll get a phone call. I'll go out and do the cut the grass. I'll do this, go to the gas station. And everything will come to is attracted like a magnet to the vision and the power of that vision and the power of belief in that vision and praying that vision and seeing it. Like Albert Einstein says, your imagination is a preview of life's coming attractions. And if you can walk that out, you know, God sees, shows you the end from before the beginning, and then he backs you up to get started, to walk it out. And then you begin to walk, and, Lord, I just don't want to mess this thing up. Just show me, direct me, guide me, lead me. Back to you, Ron.
Well, again, I want to thank Pastor for coming on today, and you're welcome to come on every other day. Tomorrow is tomorrow is Barb Riley. She's the attainable homes, or the old man term was tiny homes, attainable homes queen and Prosperity Wednesday. Sometimes we have Elise Kaufman who talks about in today's world there's uncertainty with the currencies, and many people are finding that there's some wisdom to have some precious metal as part of their backup to their investments that's secure and value. And so that may be discussed on Wednesdays, and Thursday is Immigrant Growth Thursday, and Friday is Captain Len Kane. Although this week we're not going to have a show on Friday. So thank you for everybody coming on today. You have been a true blessing to me, as I hope we are to you. And may this day continue to be a blessing to you. And thank you. Bye now.
Merry Christmas. We'll see ya.
Merry Christmas.